You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
June the 10th, 2020, June 10th, 2022. We are live streaming at rumble.com. You go to rumble.com right now and punch in Larry Connors, USA in the search engine, and there we are. Welcome aboard. If you don't get to watch it live, you can pull it up later. You can also subscribe and get it sent to you all the time. Free, no charge. So, Nancy Pelosi didn't bother keeping the House in session so they could work on a already Senate-approved plan to increase security for Supreme Court justice families because there's been disagreement over whether the protection should extend to other employees of the High Court. So they just decided, oh, let's just forget it. Well, we just had this threat of an armed man making death threats outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house. And when he was arrested, he had a gun, a knife, had zip ties, and everything else. And by all intent and purposes, he was going to go in and he was going to kill Kavanaugh and maybe his entire family. And then we had the pro-choice group Ruth Sinus hinting at targeting the Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett again. They posted a call for demonstrations at her home and church because they might have a ruling coming out next week that would overturn Roe v. Wade as law of the land, providing abortions. Department of Homeland Security report said the Supreme Court draft opinion has unleashed a wave of threats against officials and others, and it does increase the likelihood of extremist violence. And yet here is the pro-choice group Ruth Sinus stating on Twitter, if you're in the D.C. metro area, join us. Our protests at Barrett's home moved the needle to this coverage. They specifically noted the Barrett family's daily schedule and the school her children attend. And Pelosi is just so rocking over her January 6th committee holding its first primetime special last night. They got covered by all the networks and cable companies. Fox aired it as kind of a side picture as Tucker Carlson talked over it, and so did Sean Hannity. Hillary Clinton was out punching the dials for everyone, saying, hey, look at this, look at this, look at how bad this is going to be. This will prove everything. But it does not link Trump to, quote, an insurrection. Was there violence? Yes. And was some video showing kind of gory and blood and things of that nature? Yes. But they are basically doing a primetime special drama because it's got a lot of drama. A number of Democrats are already, though, joining with Republicans and dismissing the idea that the January 6th investigation hearings will have any significant impact on the midterm elections. I don't think it will either. I think all it is doing is trying to draw attention from those elections. President Biden is announcing with a number of Western Hemisphere leaders a new migration pact to have safe and orderly migration. And yet at the same time, while that's underway, we have Alejandro Mayorkas stepping forward and saying we're going to start doing more to move people around and get them to where they need to be. He's not, of course, tell you exactly where they're going to go still or how many, but he is quick to say we're going to extend the migration pipeline to more cities. If you don't have migrants, illegals in your community yet, you will. In Florida, DeSantis said, we're going to reroute any illegals sent here to Biden's Delaware and the other sanctuary states. And of course, numbers can be confusing. And there's always been a saying in accounting that figures don't lie, but figurers, those who figure, lie. Well, you were hearing the numbers from the network based on how the inflation was going, and they were making it indicate that it's not that bad, although it's at 8.6%, highest in 41 years. Grocery store prices are the highest since 1979. Gas prices are record high for a 13th consecutive day. For the 12th straight month, inflation is above 5%. It is the money, stupid. And you're going to pay for it at midterm and beyond, I hope. Stand by. I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Protesters are marching outside of the house of Justice Amy Coney Barrett just one day after a man was arrested with a plan to kill Justice Kavanaugh. Yet House Democrats have pushed off a Supreme Court protection bill with Speaker Pelosi insisting the justices are safe.
The justices are protected. You saw the Attorney General even double down on that.
But this is about security for the justices. An armed man showed up near Justice Kavanaugh's house to try to...
We're working together on the bill that the Senate will be able to approve of. There will be a bill, but nobody is in danger over the weekend because of our not having a bill.
According to Nancy Pelosi, no judges are in danger over the weekend because the House hasn't voted on a bill with the Senate to provide more protection for federal judges, especially those on the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to get into that in a lot of detail coming up, based not just on the most recent incident involving someone who had plans apparently to kill Judge Kavanaugh and his entire family, because this guy doesn't like the fact that maybe the law of the land, as they like to call it, Roe v. Wade, will be overturned by the Supreme Court. Of course, we only know that might happen because of that leaked document coming out of the Supreme Court. Where is the investigation on that? Who leaked it? We've said repeatedly there's a limited number of people who would even have access of that draft opinion. A limited number. It would not be hard to find out exactly who it is. In fact, Senator Ted Cruz, I think, was one of the ones who said, I'm sure they already know who it is. But what are they doing about it? Why isn't Nancy Pelosi demanding that find out who leaked this information from the court? Why don't you hold a select committee over that? No, I'd rather spend my time doing the January 6th riot because I can use it to bash Trump and Trump supporters, which is exactly what they're doing. They had their prime time special start last night. And if you read the comments from CNN and NNN, it was amazing TV. And they went on to say the hearing was a product of months of investigations. Interviews with witnesses that penetrated deep into the Trump West Wing. Then added the question of whether such shocking evidence and truth, those are their words, not mine. This is not a news story. This is a PR release that CNN and NN put out as, quote, a news story. When they use the phrase, the question of whether such shocking evidence and truth, they've already made it clear which side they're on, have they not? If you're going to do it legitimately, you'd say, we'll see if the evidence and information provided and purported to be true carries any weight with the general public. No, they're already trying to sell the thing. And the summary being that the unavoidable takeaway from the hearing was just how close America came to the destruction of the rule of law and extremist mob rule. We have mob rule in our cities, burning, looting, vandalizing, killing, attacking police, and the Democrats just say, well, that's what people do when they get upset. We have a guy arrested outside Justice Kavanaugh's home with a gun, a knife, and zip ties and other equipment, and said, according to police, I was going to kill him because he's going to support getting rid of abortions nationwide. And yet Nancy Pelosi didn't bother holding House members in session to vote on finding monies to make sure the justices are properly protected. And there comes New York Congresswoman, Republican Mitsotakis, saying, look at this, what we saw last night with this January 6th hearing and all the focus and attention on that compared to what they're doing, reference to threats and maybe actual devices being carried to kill or capture a U.S. Supreme Court justice because you don't like their ruling. Listen to the New York Congresswoman.
I think today actually is the perfect day to highlight the hypocrisy of Nancy Pelosi, of President Biden, and the others. They want to continue to hold hearings on January 6th, but they don't want to investigate the riots that took place in our cities. They don't want to investigate threats against American Supreme Court justices. It really just shows the height of hypocrisy and the double standard that we're talking about here. Nancy Pelosi has a full security detail. So does the president. So why our Supreme Court justices, when you know that they are receiving threats, to not protect them? And I'm saying all of them, the Democrat-appointed ones and the Republican-appointed ones. I think that's what a responsible Congress would do at this point.
There's the issue. Responsible Congress. Pelosi is in charge of the House. Schumer, Democrat, in charge of the Senate. There is no responsible Congress at this point because they're all about the show and tell of January 6th. They are going to end up at this rate having a repeat of what happened last Friday. You might have missed that. I'll get to it in a moment as to what happened with a judge last Friday. But I want to go back first to Nancy Pelosi's response to a question about protecting the justices and not going to bother doing anything about it before the House is sent off for a recess.
You said the justices are protected, but there was an attempt on Justice Kavanaugh's life.
It's protected. The justices are protected. This issue is not about the justices. It's about staff and the rest.
But this is about security for the justices. An armed man showed up near Justice Kavanaugh's house to try to...
They're working together on the bill that the Senate will be able to approve of. Nobody is in danger over the weekend because of our not having a bill.
Nobody's in danger over the weekend. How would she know that? Well, because she is a goddess. and she can see things like that. Now, if we take protection away from Nancy Pelosi over the weekend, no. No, you don't touch my protection. Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Republican of Texas, and his reaction to Nancy Pelosi's remarks.
That's just such a tone-deaf comment to make from Speaker Pelosi. She says nobody's in danger. I mean, we had an armed gunman show up to Justice Kavanaugh's house with the intent to kill him. I mean, he's admitted as such. He has protesters at his home. And imagine living like this. Your Supreme Court justice, the entire point of being a Supreme Court justice as a career path, by the way, is so that you don't deal with the politics, you know, that you can actually just do the judicial reasoning. And that's not what they're being allowed to do. And Speaker Pelosi doesn't seem to care because she actually likes this. She actually likes the fact that they're being pressured because she doesn't want the outcome that she's fearing.
And that, of course, being the fact of the leaked draft document that the court is ready to banish abortion as law of the land. Let individual states decide if an abortion can be carried out. Justices, judges, even members of jury panels sometimes become targets of violence because of a verdict or a ruling or a sentence issued. Last Friday, Judge Romer is a retired Wisconsin judge. He was in his own home when this 56-year-old that had been sentenced to prison for a 2001 burglary case broke into the judge's home and fired two or maybe more shots into him. The state attorney general of Wisconsin said it was clearly a targeted act against the judicial system by a man who also had several high-profile government officials as potential targets, according to some documents they found. The tactical team got word of shots being fired inside that home. And they got there when the SWAT team got inside. They found the 68-year-old retired judge zip-tied to a chair and dead. But it was a retired circuit court judge. In the basement, they found the shooter. Took his own life. No, you need protection for judges, and certainly if there's an issue that's certainly escalating, such as we're seeing now with the Roe v. Wade possibility of being overturned. That's not, of course, the first attack, the one I just read to you about Judge Romer being killed on a judge. And the threat to Kavanaugh is also not the first on a federal judge. Judge Esther Salas. She was not at home when a man showed up at her house acting like he was delivering a package. Rang the doorbell. Her son, this is all taking place in July 2020, her son went to answer the doorbell, and the 20-year-old, when he opened the door, a man who wore a face covering, a uniform of one of the delivery services you would know, I'm not even going to bother mentioning because he had nothing to do with it, but they gave him cover, fired a shot right to the heart of her 20-year-old son. Now, whether or not the son knew that the attack was getting ready to go down and he was fighting at that point, we're not too sure. But we do know the man also went after her husband. The shooter went after the judge's husband. But the judge herself was not there. And then later they found the suspect's body in a car. Self-inflicted gunshot wound. Took his own life. So Judge Esther Salas has been on a mission to honor her son's life and legacy. She said, "Everything I do from this moment on will be for Daniel. He sacrificed his life for his father and me." And so she was being interviewed about, what do you think about providing protection for these judges? And, of course, she's got a story to tell that definitely says there's a reason to do so, that they need the protection. Her son died. Her son had nothing to do with her decision, was not even the intended target, but he got between the killer and her, even though she wasn't even in the house. And her husband was wounded, but he lived. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, says the threats on Kavanaugh, based on what I just read to you and other cases, like the one last Friday, you cannot be looking at this threat against Kavanaugh as it's just a one-off and it's not really likely to happen. Senator Cotton.
A couple years ago, went to the Supreme Court steps and by name attacked Brett Kavanaugh and said he would pay the price. He wouldn't know what hit him. And yesterday, a Democratic hitman showed up at Brett Kavanaugh's house to try to murder him and presumably his wife and his children. That very same night, just hours after a Democratic hitman tried to kill Brett Kavanaugh, you had left-wing street militias announcing on the internet, in public, in advance, that they were going to go violate federal law by protesting in front of a justice's home.
Now, he was referring to Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, who went to the courthouse steps after Kavanaugh got nominated to the Supreme Court and confirmed. Schumer's out there saying, "You're not going to know what's going to hit you. You issue rulings dealing and touching with Roe v. Wade, you won't know what hit you." And as Cotton said, sure enough, here came a hitman. I want you to hear what he has to say that he will do next.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
There's an explicit federal law against protesting in front of the homes of judges or jurors. Yet again, the feckless and hapless Attorney General Merrick Garland did nothing. Even though he had advanced knowledge, he should resign in disgrace. And if he won't resign in disgrace, then we should start impeachment proceedings against him in January when we are in control of the Congress, because the rule of law in this country must be enforced evenly, irrespective of one's political parties and views.
Absolutely. Again, the words of Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, and said that Merrick Garland should be going after these protesters that are violating federal law that says you cannot protest in front of a federal judge's home, and especially U.S. Supreme Court justice home. They're not taking away your First Amendment rights. You could still go protest in front of the courthouse, just not at their home. And they've been doing it in front of Kavanaugh's house. As I said, one man showed up and looked a little bit more suspicious than others, and turned out that he was carrying a gun, a knife, and zip ties, and planning, according to him, as quoted by police, he was going to go in and kill Kavanaugh and maybe his entire family because of the possibility that Roe v. Wade would be overturned based on that draft opinion that got leaked. And again, I know I did it earlier, but I'm going to repeat it again. Who the hell leaked it? Why? What's being done about them? I don't see Chuck Schumer. I don't see Nancy Pelosi pushing for congressional hearings on any part of that. And then you've got the group, a pro-abortion group, already talking about that they are going to target Justice Barrett's children and church. Not just her, but the children and church. They've already been marching outside her home as well. The pro-choice group Ruth Sent Us, that's reference to Ruth Ginsburg, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away. But that Supreme Court justice, she was not on the court when Roe v. Wade was approved and declared law of the land. If she had been, it might not have been made law of the land because she said it went too far. She was opposed to it. But, of course, it happened before she got to the court. But still, this group wants to bring her into the argument as if Ruth sent us to make sure you get things right. And they're talking about, again, right after the attempted attack on Justice Kavanaugh, the guy planning to do it and that he got busted, they're saying, and if you're in the D.C. metro area, our protest at her home moved the needle to coverage. So here's the family's daily schedule and the school the children attend. Let me put it to you this way. If someone were doing that to Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, I would call immediately for it to cease and for police to make sure they're well protected. But I haven't heard word one from Schumer nor Pelosi, other than Pelosi saying, well, we didn't get a bill passed this week to protect them, all of them, and give them more protection, but no one's going to be harmed over the weekend. I pray that's true, Nancy. I pray that's true. Coming up, the Biden plan to deflate America. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Oh, I just drove in. I paid $5.05. That's just for the cheapest gas I could find on the way into Manchester. In New Hampshire, the diesel prices are the highest they've ever been. And six, seven, 8 days in a row, as you know, it's going up, 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 up. We were energy independent less than 2 years ago. The administration made it crystal clear, as you referenced, that they were going to do away with fossil fuels and crush the coal and oil industries, which they're doing. They're doing everything in their power to do so. They are trying to really reshape the economy to go into a green economy, and he's not going to do anything because he wants that green vote.
He does want that green vote. Those are the words of former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, Republican. He's talking about Biden. He wants that green vote. And his words and his belief of Biden's plan and intent, I think we all clearly agree with, but let me give you some supporting evidence to it. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, said that Biden is forcing Americans to purchase more expensive, fuel-efficient vehicles to transition away from American energy. I mean, we know that. I mean, the gas prices already averaging well above $6 in California. Biden has driven up private and public financing, cost of oil drilling, halted drilling on public lands, canceled, of course, the Keystone Pipeline. And yet you had Treasury Secretary Yellen all the time stating, it's coronavirus, it's Ukraine war, it's Putin, it's everything else. Trump had warned, said, if Biden gets in, the price of gas would be at least $7. He said, if Biden got in, you'll be paying $7, $8, $9. Then they'd say, get rid of your car. prices have more than doubled since Trump was in office. And when it comes to this idea that they want you to get rid of your car, there are many, there's a poll that is just out that supports that same concept, that Americans believe the Biden administration, the Americans believe the Biden administration is allowing gas prices to go higher because therefore it will force you to either do less driving or something of that nature. They're already talking about in major cities, even red cities and states, look for power outages or rolling outages through the summer when the heat wave begins to hit your various areas. Texas already talked about maybe brownouts in some areas. California the same. Those who don't have a backup generator, which would be running on gas, of course. If you don't have it, you're just going to swelter in the heat of the summer when those things hit. And whatever you've got in the freezer or fridge may or may not last, depending on how long it's going to be up. But again, the latest Trafalgar Group survey just released says, or with the question, do you believe the Biden administration is intentionally letting gas prices rise to make Americans use less fossil fuel? That's the question on the survey. 53% said yes. They believe Biden's allowing it to happen purposely to force you to use less fossil fuel. 36% do not believe in the case. Only about 7% are, well, I don't know. And, of course, you would expect it to be divided along party lines. Those who say yes, 75% of them are Republicans. And 56% of independents believe the Biden administration do the same thing. There's where the vote is, the independent. If they're now buying, if they believe that you're trying to punish us, or as I say, they want you to suffer. They want you to suffer, and we're going to make you suffer. You can buy it at $6? Well, let's raise the price up to $7. You still buy? Go to $8. What the hell? Go to $20 a gallon. That'll stop you. We want you to suffer. Unless you have an electric car. Electric cars, the future. Not today. I mean, they're out there. And even Musk, who owns the Tesla company, has said, we're going to have to start laying off workers because we can't make or sell enough electric cars, despite all that's going on. And, of course, that's his company. I mean, he would do that, but they can't get the materials. They have to rely right now a lot of the materials out of China. Can't get those. So the prices of those cars that are available are going up. Getting a chip that fit that particular model was a difficulty for a while. Well, one person got around that finally. Senator Debbie Stabenow, Democrat of Michigan, and she was so elated that while they were having hearings on gas prices and fuel costs and inflation and so forth, she just had to have this let them eat their cake too attitude. Marie Antoinette, here she is, Senator Debbie Stabenow.
On the issue of gas prices, after waiting for a long time to have enough chips in this country to finally get my electric vehicle, I got it and drove it from Michigan to here this last weekend and went by every single gas station. It didn't matter how high it was.
Isn't that great? I mean, she saw all you people at the Southern watching that gauge go round and round. You got your hand on the handle like, oh, don't go past it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not just trying to zero it out. I'm not trying to be an even number. I just want to make sure it doesn't go over what I got in my pocket or what I got on my card. And she just rode right by. I mean, it is so amazing. I am so enthralled by that remark. Let's hear it again.
On the issue of gas prices, after waiting for a long time to have enough chips in this country to finally get my electric vehicle, I got it and drove it from Michigan to here this last weekend and went by every single gas station. It didn't matter how high it was.
Yeah, this doesn't matter. Things are good. if you got an electric car. Former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, Republican, had this reaction to her attitude.
Respectfully to Senator Stabenow, listen, she's a multimillionaire. She probably paid cash. The average citizen can't do that. You can't find a cheap hybrid car because by then they're already, you know, not reliable, as you know. And we can do better. We shouldn't be having to go to Venezuela and actually Saudi Arabia on our knees begging for oil. This is America. And the president and the vice president, the administration, yelling, especially inflation, the border. I mean, we could go on and on. We got to get our act together here.
Got to get our act together. Not likely under this administration. That is why 2020 midterm elections are so important. You can't take it for granted. Make sure you get to the polls. Get your friends and neighbors to the polls. I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but if you want change, if you want to see some sensibility, some common sense restored, I think you could figure this out yourself. Get to the polls and cast your vote. Now, if you don't bother to vote, I don't want to hear you bitching about anything. You gave up your right to do that. Inflation rate officially 8.6% now, the highest in 41 years. Lettuce up 11%. Apples up 6%. Peas and beans, you're going to live on peas. They're up 10%. Hamburger, chicken, steak, hot dog, all of them going up. And Joe Biden, he should know this. Ice cream prices have increased the most in more than 40 years. Oh, and Nancy Pelosi, don't forget she's got those gourmet ice creams in her fridge at home. I hope they hold up when they cut the power to your house for a while because of the rolling brownouts. Or would they dare do that to her house? Can we rewire this and when we cut off that section, her home keeps power? How do we do that? Oh, I'll bet she's got standby generators, which would mean she's going to use gas to keep it running. Coming up, pride. Pride in America. Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTNER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottner.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
This story coming across now talking about that there's a chilling 911 call from the man who is apparently going to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh. And on the call, he says, I need psychiatric help. This guy had a gun. Don't know exactly how he got it, if he got it prior to having some breakdown, if he got it legally, we don't know. Or I don't at this point. But the call he made apparently to 911 and said, I need psychiatric help. It's still developing as to when that call was made. And now 2 days after the arrest of this guy, President Biden is yet to say a single word. That's distressing in so many ways. So many ways. Biden just going to let it play its course out if it leads to Kavanaugh's death and his family? And now Ruth Sinus Group listing the school and the daily schedule of Judge Amy Coney Barrett's children. Look, let me try to get you off on a good start for this weekend. More than 18 years ago, an immigrant from West Africa, came to America legally, and immediately he wanted to become a U.S. citizen. He's from Ghana, African nation where it is extremely poor and desperate and little, if any, hope. He said he'd fantasized about being an American for years when he was a child, what it would be like to be an American. At 19, he finally had the opportunity to travel to the U.S. as a missionary for his church at the age of 19, 2003. Then he went on to earn both his bachelor's degree and MBA in information technology from Brigham Young, worked at several tech companies, including Microsoft, and continued to work hard, continuing education and work to achieve everything. A year ago, he became a U.S. citizen. So he's celebrating his first year as a U.S. citizen. He said, I've been waiting half my life to become a citizen. It's something I look forward to. I do not take it for granted. And he said, in fact, the person who interviewed me for my citizenship test was also from Ghana. He said, coincidentally, I'm in the room with him and saw the dream come full circle. He said, this is the beauty of this American experiment. There's a picture of him wearing a shirt that reads, I am proud of my American privilege. He came to the U.S. in 2003. We're still going, at that time, having a wave of patriotism following the September 11 terrorist attacks. But, of course, a lot of that flag waving and everything began to be diminished and dismissed, even to the extent of not even bothering to stand for the flag. But not with him. His love for America continued. In fact, he said, a lot of people have either lost faith in the American experiment or are questioning the role of America in the world. From my perspective, as an immigrant, I love America. Not because America is perfect, I don't believe that, but I believe that America was founded on principles that are necessary for the flourishing of man. He added, it's unfortunate that patriotism has become a pejorative in some circles. It's being looked upon as some kind of xenophobic idea. If the source of patriotism is rooted in these immutable principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you cannot be xenophobic. He said he believes people resent foreigners or even citizens looking for handouts because that's not the essence of patriotism. He said patriotism was not something we thought about a lot in my home country. He said loving your country is a fuel that pushes the country forward. A country of citizens that don't love it, it is destined, I believe, for failure. Because he didn't love his country, Ghana. That's where he was born, and he has it part of his heritage. He's not dismissing it, but he really wanted to become an American. And how many do we hear that say, I don't like this country. It's systemically racist. This is a guy from Ghana, a black man from Ghana, who said, this country, only here could I have achieved this. He's living in Utah with his wife and four children. He shared a message for young Americans who don't believe the American dream exists. He said, and I quote, you hold the key to the limits of your success. You hold the key. What an amazing, powerful story of pride in our nation. Not a Native American, an immigrant. But he knows this is where you need to be if you really want freedom and liberty and pursuit of happiness, even for a black man. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.